Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for September 18th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. First up, CFTC Commissioner Christy Goldsmith Romero will be honored with NAPABA's Daniel K. Inouye Trailblazer Award at the 2024 NAPABA Convention in Seattle this November. The award highlights her leadership and commitment to advancing AANHPI attorneys. Congratulations to Commissioner Romero. In New York, CME Group celebrated the 50th anniversary of its Precious Metals Dinner with keynote speaker Gary Cohn, former Goldman Sachs COO, who started his career on the COMEX floor trading silver, a significant milestone for the CME Group and a reflection on Cohn's extraordinary journey. At the NYSE, ICE's Chris Edmonds and BlackRock's Rick Rieder discussed strategies for navigating a slowing economy, including new treasury bond allocation strategies. You can catch their insights in a video feature linked on John Lothian News. In environmental markets, Nodal Exchange has launched new futures contracts, including Alberta Tier Emission Performance Credits and various wind RECs. This launch expands their offering to over 120 products, solidifying their role in the environmental market space. Velocity Clearing recently opened a Chicago office to expand its options markets operations. To mark the occasion, they'll ring the closing bell at Cboe on September 23rd. President Brian Schaefer emphasized the Chicago office as crucial for meeting growing demand. Get Real, a virtual reality firm, is hiring for two key positions, a data science developer and a full stack developer. If you're an expert at AI, ML, or web development, you might get a great opportunity. Reach out to Ed Haravon for more details. Catherine Lyle has taken up a new role as non-executive director at SwiftX, an exciting move for her. Best of luck, Catherine. In a significant development, Stephen Cohen, hedge fund manager and Mets owner, will stop trading his hedge fund, Point72, to focus on mentoring and strategy. At 68, Cohen's influence on the market remains strong, though his departure from daily trading marks the end of an era. And now our most read stories from JLN Options. Vermiculus launches Veritrade trading product. Bets on wild stock market swings boom amid Fed rate uncertainty. And IEX expands into options. In lighter news, Pizza Hut is now helping job seekers by putting their resumes on pizza boxes. It's a bold way to stand out, and who knows, it might be a cheesy but effective tactic. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top clicked item Tuesday was Vermiculus launches its Veritrade trading product built from the ground up on a microservice architecture with an ultra-low latency high-performance matching engine and extensive business functionality, a Vermiculus press release. Second was Best Business School Rankings 2024 from Bloomberg. And third was CCP Global's CCP Public Quantitative Disclosure Quarterly Trends Report and Public Quantitative Disclosure Newsflash for 2024, the second quarter. Here are three stories from today's lead section. CFTC scrutinizes offshore betting platforms involving U.S. traders. The CFTC is closely monitoring offshore unregulated platforms like Poly Market, which allow Americans to trade on U.S. election outcomes. CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham recently stated that the agency will take action against any illegal activity, emphasizing its civil enforcement authority. With election derivatives markets gaining popularity, Benham assured that the agency is keeping a watchful eye to protect U.S. consumers. Hedge fund titans breed a new generation of startups. Ken Griffin's Citadel and Izzy Englander's Millennium are now seen as the godfathers of a new pack of hedge fund startups. With Citadel and Millennium closing to outside capital, some traders are launching their own firms, backed by significant investor funding. Though heavily supported, these hedge fund startups face the challenge of replicating the success of their parent firms. And finally, Switzerland's SIX explores crypto exchange launch. Switzerland's SIX stock exchange is exploring the launch of a crypto exchange in Europe. With the rise of digital assets, SIX aims to attract large traditional investors by leveraging Switzerland's progressive crypto regulations. The move would place SIX in competition with major players like Binance and Coinbase. Remember, we appreciate your feedback. Please leave a review and subscribe for a free 90-day trial of our newsletter at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and as always, treat people with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Thanks for listening. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian. Goodbye.